If Allah were to hasten the punishment for their evil, as they hasten in asking good of this world, then the respite given to the people would have been terminated. But this is not our way. We leave those people alone who do not entertain the hope of meeting us, to blunder about in their rebellion. Whenever affliction touches a man, he prays to us, whether lying down on his side, sitting, or standing on his feet. But as soon as we relieve his affliction, he walks away, as if he had never prayed to us for removing that affliction which touched him. Thus the foul deeds which they do are made fair-seeming to the transgressors. We have destroyed generations before your time when they adopted unjust attitudes. The Rasuls came to them with clear signs, but they would not believe. Thus do we requite the criminals. Then we made you their successors in the land so that we may observe how you would conduct yourselves. When our clear revelations are recited to them, those who entertain no hope of meeting us say to you, "Bring us a Quran different than this or make some changes in it." O Muhammad, tell them, "It is not possible for me to change it myself. I follow only what is revealed to me. Indeed, I cannot disobey my Rabb, for I fear the punishment of a mighty day." Say, if Allah wanted otherwise, I would not have recited this Quran to you, nor would have made you aware of it. Indeed, a whole lifetime I lived among you before its revelations. Why you do not use your common sense? Who can be more unjust than the one who himself forges a lie, then ascribes it to Allah, or falsifies his real revelations? Indeed, such criminals can never prosper. They worship other deities besides Allah, who can neither harm them nor benefit them, and they say, "These are our intercessors with Allah." O Muhammad, say to them, "Are you informing Allah of what he knows to exist neither in the heavens nor the earth? Glory to him. He is far above from having any of the partners that they ascribe to him. Mankind was once just one nation. Later on, they became divided through inventing different creeds. If your Rabb had not already given his word, the matters in which they differ would have certainly come. In regards to their saying, 'Why has not a sign been sent down to him from his Rabb?' tell them, Allah alone has knowledge of the unseen. Wait if you will. I too shall wait with you."